Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, a daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We continue our discussion today on just having more fun in life. A lot of people think that life is about accumulating stuff, especially people in Western civilization. We love to accumulate things, whether it be nice clothes, big houses, nice cars. I would argue that these things are all nice to have, right? Who doesn't want to drive a fast car, sports car? You know, who doesn't want to have a mansion somewhere or great clothes? But so often, people overextend themselves because they're trying to compete with others. They want to look good for their neighbors. And at the end of the day, it gets very unfulfilling. Because when you start to buy things and that's where you get the gratification, it becomes addictive. And you have to buy more and more to get that high, to get that rush that you're looking for. You know, driving that new car off the lot, sure, it can be rewarding. Right? And buying clothes and looking good can be rewarding. But at some point, it's not enough anymore. So here's a thought. What if you diverted some of your resources away from accumulating stuff and more to having experiences? By experience, it means, you know, booking a trip to a city in Europe that you've always wanted to visit. Going and getting great seats to see your favorite band. Taking your family to the Grand Canyon or just taking loved ones on a cruise. These are all things that can fuel your passions. They can create wonderful memories for you. And at the end of the day, if you look at the happiest people, it's not people that accumulate the most stuff. Right? Stuff gets overwhelming. If you buy a giant house, you have to take care of that giant house. And now maintenance comes up. I always thought the idea of having a mansion would be such a great thing. And I don't think that anymore. And the reason is because that place has to be maintained. You know, I'm all about making life simpler. Right? Not doing all the work. You know, if you have a mansion, that means you have people you have to employ to keep things going. And that gets complicated. I'd much rather make it simple. You know, so for me, that the goal of having a gigantic house, you know, that, you know, 10, 20, 30,000 square feet, that's not a goal anymore. I like the simplistic things in life, and I like to divert my resources to experiences, to doing fun things, to being with my family in a place that's different from what they're used to every day. And if you look at studies, you'll find that the happiest people, those are the people that value experiences over things. So I want you to think about that in your own life and think about how you may address that situation. And maybe it's time to make some adjustments in the way you spend your money and the way you go through life. You know, it's that simple. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe and you can do it on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving where you want to go in life. And I would love to be that person for you. All it means is getting here. It's a couple of minutes a day. It doesn't cost you anything. Just come and listen. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about how you can unplug from daily life. But for today, I just want you to think about this idea of experiences over things. If you had to downsize a little bit, if you bought a car that was a little bit less expensive or lived in a smaller house, but you were able to take the difference and spend that on vacations and spend that on great experiences that you could remember for the rest of your life, wouldn't that be a great thing? At some point, you appreciate the house a lot less because it's the place that you come home to every night, you live your life there. It's just not all that exciting, right? Once you've been there for a few years, it's not that big a deal anymore. And the same thing with a car. The beauty of experiences is if you plan them out, it always gives you something to look forward to.